I'm not getting any sound.
I'm just verifying with them because I'm not hearing anything either.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
One, two, two, one, two. One, two, two, one, two.
Hello, good morning, gentlemen and lady. I can't see, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our regional and large meetings. I can see the colleagues from all five regions. That's great. And by the way, I'm from Asia Pacific, I'm Hong Xue, the recently elected acting chair for Asia Pacific. Regional and large organization. The meeting was supposed to be chaired by the vice chair, Mr. Floyd Bojwa, but he is not available right now, so I temporarily take his position. But I need leave for a NAMCOM meeting at 9:45, so I can do this for the first half. Let's look at the agenda item listed on the screen. I guess we don't have to go around the table to introduce to each other. We know each other very well. So for AFRILO OICD And of course, to Johnny. Oh, wow. The friends for AP Reload, that's me. Oh, that's me. Right. For Lack Reload, Carlton, yeah. And for your Reload, Sebastian is looking at me very seriously. Well, for North American Reload, Nan Reload, oh, yes. The Garas. And oh, yeah.
But Hong. Hong.
And,
Hong.
Oh.
Hong, you can notice that Afra Lo is the most represented here. We are three persons.
Okay, right.
Dave, Didier, and myself.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful, right? Well, next time I should organize 10 people here from Asia Pacific. We outnumber you.
Sure.
Like a World Cup. So I now know the reason why Sebastian looks so serious. He's quite lonely, sitting there alone. Okay, so the first agenda item is reveal the recent reload activities with 10 minutes. In that case, probably we need to go around the table to talk about the recent activity that we... From me, that's not fair. I'm thinking about start from Carlos...
If you want to start here,
yeah.
I pass my card to Dev. He's the same region, and he is the secretariat, and is the best.
Well, okay, so it seems there's consensus for Lack Reload. So, Dev, please.
Thank you, Chair, and of course, congratulations to you being the new chair of our EP Valo. Lack Reload activities. We recently held our elections in Lack Reload, and both myself and Andres Piazza were re-elected to the same positions for another year. Trying to think of what else. We have also started working on our Lack Reload bylaw modifications, and we'll be starting that in earnest soon after Brussels. I think that's about it for now.
Well, that's great. Well, I assume you... Yeah. So, a quick quiz. How many enlarged structures in Lack Reload? Do you remember? We just did our research.
Currently, Lack Reload has 32 ELS structures.
Oh, great. Terrific. Yeah. Carlos?
Bueno, en español.
I'm going to talk in Spanish.
El RALO.
The RALO, together with the ELSs, has worked a lot between Nairobi and this Brussels meeting beyond the report that we've done, and which is brief and strong. I must say that the ALSs of the region have been doing a lot of outreach activities in the different events that have been held in different countries, even in countries where there is no ALS. And the idea is to have an ALS per country. So this is what we're working on currently, and even this month, we have implemented a new ALS. Unfortunately, it's not in a country where we didn't have any ALS before. It's in Argentina, but I think it's something provisional. We are gathering participation thanks to the excellent work carried out by Andres and Dave, with the support of Carlton, Sylvia, and the few things I can do. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carlton. Oh, sorry, Carlos. There's wonderful outreach work, especially in the region. There's no large structures available right now. Well, I assume you're doing a lot of other wonderful work, such as the brochure for Lac Relo. It's just been released to the public. Yeah. And by the way, a quick follow-up for Lac Relo. Next ICAP meeting will be in your region, yeah, in the beautiful city in Colombia. So I guess Lac Relo will organize a showcase. Yeah, yes, of course. So what is your comment, Carlton?
Thank you, Chair. I would just endorse what my friend Carlos has said. We continue to see growth in the Lac Relo organization, both in terms of work, outreach work on the ground, and in participation in policy development. We are also providing some support for the ALAC, for example. My friend here was instrumental in developing the policy development pad and the policy advice tool, and provided to ALAC to support ALAC, and we've even provided it to the staff. We continue to see changes in the structure of Lac Relo to ensure as much participation as possible. And I think we are very well getting to the point where we think the organization can become truly productive with respect to providing policy advice to the center.
Thank you very much, Carlton. I'm sure Lac Relo is very productive. For North America Relo, I see Gareth sitting there alone. Sorry.
Well, actually, I'm not the only person in the meeting from Norel. Here comes another one right beside me, and also Darlene is on the call. So there are actually three of us in some form or other here. I can comment briefly. You were asking about the number of ALSs. And I count 23 for North America. Puerto Rico has one, and we have 11 from Canada, and 11 from the United States. Apparently, at this particular moment in time, an equal number, but I would comment on the disparity in population between the two countries. So it's interesting they have an equal number of ALSs. Issues that I know that we are concerned with at the moment. We will have an election coming up shortly because Bo is in the end of his term, and we are also concerned with the how we deal with our unusual situation where we have individual members of rather than just ALSs, which is unique in Relo's, and we have to figure out how to account for these people when it comes to crucial things like votes and the issue of the board, their board representative. So I don't know whether Darlene or Annalisa or Evan, who has now joined us, wanted to say anything more, but that's what I have to report.
Thank you very much, Gareth. I see the more people are joining the North America panel. The chair, Evan, is there, and Angelina. Very nice to meet you here. So two of you, do you have other supplement to the recent activity of your Relo?
Only to mention that while there's sort of an equivalence between the number of Canadian and American ALSs, there was one American ALS that joined whose membership probably eclipses the rest of at large in Consumers Union with about 9 million members. So now, it's been unfortunate that they have since lost interest. But then I see that as a challenge to try and get them back involved. But even if that doesn't happen, for a brief moment, At Large had a membership of like 9 million people through the work of its ALSs. The initiatives that we're taking in regards to getting consumer groups involved, I think, are going to come back to that. It's interesting. The parity in interest between Canadian and American groups, I think, is balanced by the fact that I don't think anybody's. It's hard to find somebody who believes that Americans have too little influence in ICANN.
Very interesting point, especially the last one. Adelina, do you have any additional?
Nothing to add, but thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. For North America, we are very interested in learning your experience to engage individual members. That's very innovative and creative, especially think about the future regional selection for the large board. Of course, each region is supposed to decide its own policy. But other reasons, other regions can learn from your experiences. Right. Okay. Let's move to our African colleagues. So, Tijani.
Merci.
Thank you. First of all, I'm going to mention the number of ALSs, so you don't have to ask me. We have 22 ALSs. As for activities of AfroLaw in the interim since Nairobi, we had normal activities like participation at all groups dealing with the at-large community. We have normal teleconferences. We accepted a new ALS that was an applicant in Nairobi. So since then, we have admitted that ALS. The main activity we dealt with was the preparation for yesterday's meeting, a joint meeting between AfroLaw and the other African participants to ICANN activities in order to debate about the expectations of the African community regarding the Resolution 20 of the board and the support to be provided to new GTLD applicants. This activity took us a lot of time to prepare, and we had an excellent meeting yesterday. And two members of the board attended the meeting, Katie May and George Sadowski. Cheryl also attended the meeting. Denis or Dennis, he's well known. And the room was full. And we drafted a statement expressing the expectations of the African community regarding the support to be provided to GTLD's applicants. This statement is going to be sent to the board and to the working group that was set up under Resolution 20 of the board dealing with support. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. It's a very interesting update, especially the joint meeting with AfriNAIC. As we said yesterday, I do agree that this is a wonderful idea. A large community may wish to work more closely with technical community. AfriNAIC is handling IP addresses allocation. It seems a bit far from the individual users, but they are actually impacting our internet use. So this is a great idea. And I want to pass this message to the other regions. You may think about to communicate more closely with your regional NIC, AfriNIC, APNIC, and even this regional TLD organizations, such as African TLD Association, Asia-Pacific TLD Association. These are great ideas. We finished the survey yesterday. It seems these TLDs are interested in working with us. This is great news. Thank you so much. And Didier, yes. Didier, he looks refuse to respond.
I have not much to add. Tijani explained that we were trying to involve all African organizations, whether it's registrars, IP, but we have a few technical problems for our monthly meetings. We have calls of that have present problems of quality. Most phones that are used in ILSs are mobile phones, and the quality of communication is makes meetings difficult. So we are trying to see how we can improve things so that participation is facilitated.
I guess, Tijani, you have something to add. Yeah.
To ask Dave if he has something to add.
Oh, sure, of course. You're very welcome. Please go ahead.
I have nothing more to add, just to let you know that in the African region, there are tremendous work that being done, especially by Tijani. I want to commend the work because he's the man behind regrouping all the African ELSs. So whenever there is any work to be done, he just goes and then take the lead. So I want to comment over here in this secretary's meeting. So
you want to give him a hand?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Oh, Evan.
Actually, I would add to that. I found the Afralo exhibition in the Nairobi meeting absolutely astounding, and I don't think I expressed enough appreciation and thanks for what you've done. That's definitely created a standard that will be a challenge for the other regions to meet. That was a superb display that was done in Nairobi.
I would like to endorse that fully.
Well,
it's really well done.
Okay, so we have a resolution here. that's great, wonderful. Indeed, we should highlight this first showcase of RELO at the ICANN meeting. On the front page of ICANN at large, possibly, put your photo on the front page. And this time we have you, RELO, of course, to do the same thing, thanks to your great experience last time in Nairobi. And the gentleman over there, I assume, I'm... Right.
I'm Garth Rowan from Nairalo, and I'll refer to all the officers from At Large Nairalo who do a wonderful job. They're all very concerned, helpful, and passionate.
Thank you very much. And probably forward. Well, you're finally here. We really need you. Would you like to give a brief update about AP RELO's recent activity?
Just 1 minute. Let me just log in. My computer was acting funny. Yeah, so the latest things from AP RELO have been, we've been working on our brochure, and the brochure has come out, and we've been lucky to share that brochure during this meeting. I hope everyone has a copy of the brochure. Along with that, we had some, say, management changes. The chair resigned unexpectedly, and then the newly elected vice chair had to also resign. So we had one term left for the chair, and we had one whole two-year term left for the vice chair, and then I was also elected. I was there for one term, or one year. And yesterday, during our AP RELO meeting, we took these important decisions and shifted from our general meeting into an extraordinary meeting, and with all the members present and members present remotely, we took some important decisions whereby Hong Zhu became our chairman. She was elected unanimously for the next the remaining 1 year term, and then I was moved up the time ladder and I came into vice chair for 2 years, and now from the vice chair position that is left behind by me for 1 year term, we will be holding an election. Apart from that, Pawan was sharing his comments in which he has said that the Secretariat is committed to all the at-large, sorry, all the secretariat meetings. Secondly, the secretariat is working on certain programs. I've only started a discussion on like collecting the best practices or the examples that have worked for other RALOs and start integrating them into our participation and outreach in AP RALO. An important aspect is from our region that we have to somehow from Middle East all the way down to Asia Pacific Islands and of course in Australia as well. There's a certain amount of people, internet users and consumers, who maybe in individual basis, maybe in voluntary basis, groups and so forth. Like in Pakistan, we don't have any formal associations or consumer rights groups and so forth. So this is a problem that has to be countered if you want to reach down and include more membership into the AP RALO. So me and Pawan have been discussing and we're formally designing an idea in which we plan to organize some kind of an internet engagement program. The idea is that this initiative will help us bring individuals into this initiative. And as we build up the membership of this initiative, their voices will be combined and forwarded as in sort of an incubated ALS. And as the membership increases and we have more people joining in from the various countries of that initiative, we will start graduating ALSs. And what does graduation mean? That the ALS becomes, say, Internet Engagement Initiative Pakistan, Internet Engagement Initiative India, Sri Lanka, Dubai, Kuwait, onwards, all the way down to the islands and Fiji. So this is one of the updates from our end. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry for my poor time management, and especially I have to leave in 10 minutes for NAMCOM meeting that I cannot be absent. That's absolutely mandatory. Well, thank you very much. And for your information, in Asia Pacific, we have totally 22 enlarged structures minus one, the one that's going to be decertified, as we're going to talk about in gender item two. That's unfortunate. Okay, so with James there, it's also from our region. Do we have a supplement for this? You don't have to. Okay. Oh, so our European colleagues, Sebastian the Wolf is here. So please. I'm actually a caretaker, so it's an interim position. I've soon stepped up, absolutely. So thank you very much, colleagues. Wolf, any update from your region, your recent activities?
Yes. If you want me to do so, I think there has been an important change at URALO regarding the secretariat position and function because Desi, who was elected as URALO secretariat in Mexico at our last General Assembly, informed us at the beginning of the year, early spring, that she she needed not to resign at the moment for family reasons and for the reasons that she's expecting a baby. She couldn't assume the function for the next month any longer. And at that time, we discussed the option to find somebody who replaces her for a kind of maternity leave. But then after Nairobi, she informed us that she prefers the option to resign And then we had to look for a replacement for the resting period of her term. And we were lucky it was Olivier, you all know, who offered his services to step in and to take over from Desi. And this was formalized yesterday at our monthly meeting. Unfortunately, as some of you may have heard, Olivier was here for the Brussels meeting already until Sunday morning, and then for family reasons and for the reasons of health problems of his father, he had to leave on Monday, and he couldn't be here personally to take over yesterday officially when he was confirmed at the meeting. So this, in regards of the personnel situation at Uralos, this is, let's say, this is the most important change.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you very much, Wolf. Sebastian, a brief one from Europe.
No, but I think maybe if I remind Wolf that you can say a few words about the showcase, what we will do, because the other region talk about the activities, and maybe you can say a few words about that. It's better if the chairman of the Euro made it. Please.
Yes, if you still allow me to do this. I think in Nairobi, Afralos set a very good example for a showcase of the regional at large organization at an ICANN meeting in their region. And this was very successful. This was kind of a best practice. And therefore, soon after the Nairobi meeting, we were considering two things. First, having a general assembly here at the Brussels meeting with our ALSs, as we couldn't do this for funding reasons any longer. Then we discussed with staff how to create, how to prepare a showcase like in Nairobi. And we created a working group, which was chaired by Rudi Wansnik. And we had a couple of meetings over the last weeks. And now today at 10:30 here in the Arc Foyer, we will have our showcase with some ICANN personalities for speeches and presentation with a high-level representative from the European Commission. And then with a short sequence, when the ALSs present here in Brussels have a chance to make a short presentation, and those who are not here, we also prepared a handout showing the number and the variety of our ALSs.
Thank you very much.
So you are all invited.
Oh, well, this is great. Yeah, we were looking forward to that. 10:30 at 4 year. Oh, yeah, we must be there. Let's immediately move to agenda item 2. And Wolf, you have the floor. The agenda item 2 is going to be led by Wolf to discuss the possible reaccreditation process for enlarged structures. So, Wolf, you have the floor.
Yes. Well, this is a kind of a consideration we developed in the context of the last of the recent ALS survey. And after the launch of the survey, we realized that it was rather difficult to get and convince our ALSs to participate in the survey. As you may remember, one of the last surveys at large did. A big one was just before the summit in Mexico, and it was directed to the policy issue finding, the main concerns, and we wanted, before we started with the agenda setting and the programming of the summit, we wanted to know the ideas, get to know the ideas of our ALSs. At that time, when we launched the survey, it was rather easy to say, please fill in, please participate in the survey, because it will be your entry ticket to come to Mexico. And therefore, we had a very high score of participation at the time. At the time, it was not necessary for me to run behind the majority of our ALSs. There was a high degree of interest and a high score of responses. This time we had really faced considerable problems to convince our ALSs why it's useful to take part in this recent ALS service. Some of them had a look on it and called me afterwards by saying, well, we do not really understand the need or necessity of this kind of a survey. These are rather technical questions, so they only went through the first three, four, five questions. And again, there is always at the end a number of ALSs at the URALO level which are not responding to whatsoever. It's a problem that these organizations applied to become a URALO ALS. The moment they became certified, there was probably a first hello and exchange of information, and afterwards there was no flow of or exchange of information anymore. And at the European level, we have about five of these ALSs, which is very difficult. We sometimes do not even know whether the actual contact data we have are still valid or whether there is another person in charge. And there is almost no possibility to get in direct contact with them or to have them involved. And this seems not to be an isolated problem of URALO. I've heard there are other RALOs where this problem exists as well. And now we now have the options. We leave it just like it is and live with it. I think it's a problem also of representativity. If you have the actual situation at URALO, we have 27 certified ALSs, and we have about these five who are not responding at all. And I think it's a situation I don't feel very comfortable about. And so we were discussing that after the survey, we have to do something about it. Now, of course, one of the next steps would be to try by any means to get in contact with them, in direct contact, not just via the list, and ask them what's the problem, what is the situation like, how we could help them, are you still interested being involved at ICANN? Just tell us a contact person or give us contact data which are valid, etc., and try to remobilize or to revitalize these ALSs. And in the worst case, that we try anything and we do not get in touch with them, at one step, I think we have to consider whether we would exclude them from the Uralo membership. This sounds quite harsh, but I think it makes no sense to have organizations in your members listing who doesn't really exist and don't care about. So that's the introduction, and I would like to know what are the ideas, what are the experience in the other railos.
Let's take 3 minutes to discuss these issues out. Carlos, please.
Thank you for what?
Voy a hablar en I'll talk in Spanish, sorry. I'll speak in Spanish. It's the Spanish from my region, because I come from Cordoba, yeah. In Latin America, we have the same problem, the same situation, so to speak. But I think, adding to what Wolf just said, we have an additional alternative. Because ALS, which don't participate, which never participate, when it's the time for voting about whatever, they appear with the intention to vote. And I think it's a more complex problem. The only participation they have is when there is a vote. It's like they are there, aligned, in some sense, with someone, only with a political interest. And this is worrying for us. So I think it's an excellent opportunity to talk about this topic in order to get a resolution, or at least a common criteria among all of us, all the regions, in order to solve this issue, which is really worrying for us, especially personally. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Anyone else? Mr. Tajani?
Well, to tell you the truth, the participation rate in the survey of 50 to 60% is not worrying to me. It is not a sign of demobilization, because it's what happens in most surveys. What I'm most worried about is not that rate of participation. It is more the fact that there are ALSs that don't answer at all. There were even ALSs that didn't go to Mexico. What do we expect from them? Somebody said that it was the price for their participation in Mexico. Wolf said that it was their ticket to Mexico, so everybody participated. But it means that there is a lack of interest. It means that the ALS's interest is not to participate, is not really to influence decisions, ICANN's decisions, or to take part in ICANN's decision-making. They may be interested in face-to-face meetings, but their interest is not in taking an active part in ICANN's processes. I think we are in a very bad situation. And personally, I'm starting to understand the reasons for demobilization. Last year, we organized an informal survey to find out why African ALSs were not taking part in public comments, in teleconferences. I'd say that ALSs participate very little in ICANN's activities. So we carried out an informal survey, and our findings were that the ALSs didn't understand the documents. They found the documents too long and too technical. They didn't understand the process, ICANN's processes, and were thus feeling despondent. So we proposed a training, capacity building, outreach, and awareness program targeting these ALSs. Unfortunately, we could not put it in practice. We could not launch it because we were told it was not part of the budget. It was not budgeted and there was no money to fund it. So we put it in the 2011 budget. But the great surprise is that in the proposed budget for 2011, there is nothing earmarked to fund that activity. So I understand their demobilization because there is no effort to fix what needs to be fixed and to improve their level of participation.
Thank you, Gianni. Andreas?
En español también.
I'll speak in Spanish as well. Probably we need that people from Asia-Pacific explain about their experiences, about how they will do this desertification. Since the beginning of the creation of the RALO 3 or 4 years ago, it was a subject which was touched, but it was always left for later on. Today, I think it is more important in the agenda. I agree with Carlos, not only of the problems we have in all regions, but also in the specific Latin American region, which is different. If there are ALSs which are not interested, which don't understand because it's too technical, but when it's for voting, they are there, it's difficult to explain. But while discussing in breakfast among us, there was a proposal or a conclusion which looks quite interesting. It could be a key issue. I always thought it was dangerous if a LAC opened a new process. We wanted to have an LAS per country. A LAC approved that. And afterwards, there was a decertification. This ALS was ejected. We thought it was quite difficult. We were not for this solution, and we found a possible solution. It was establishing criteria about minimum participation and creating a new category, for instance, inactive ALS. This would allow us, I think it was Ivan's idea, this inactive ALS, and this would allow us not to reject an LAS because there was a reason of no participation. But the idea is to give this ALS during a period of time that they couldn't vote, and so that they don't affect on the decisions. Because for changing the principles, we need 66%. If we have this 66% of participation, we need consensus and unanimity. It's not that this ALS would be rejected. It's not that he could reactivate and participate more in the years to come.
Thank you, Andreas. Evan and then Anden.
I just wanted to build on what Andre said and also mention that there's a certain timeliness aspect. We're about to undergo a process through which at-large is going to select somebody to the ICANN board. This process is going to be under extremely heavy scrutiny. There are a number of people who don't believe that this process is legitimate and are going to be looking at our processes extremely closely because of the importance of this particular selection. This being the case, it's necessary to make sure that for the purpose of legitimizing what we're doing, that the bodies that are helping to select this And I mean, we have the ALAC members, and that's defined as part of the selection process. But there is also the factoring in of the will of the regions as expressed through the votes of the regional chairs. In order to make sure that that passes scrutiny, having issues such as proper quorums, as Andres said, the number of inactive non-participating ALSs is seriously affecting, in some cases, the ability to achieve a legitimate quorum in votes. Now, this is meant in some cases that some rules of procedure have low quorums. I would rather have a high quorum for those, a high level of quorum, but for those groups that have already identified themselves to be active. I'm also concerned about ALSs that do nothing but to show up for votes. That, to me, indicates a potential for capture of organizations that are more interested of asserting a certain kind of power than actually contributing to our policy process, which I consider worrisome. So this is necessary, and it's necessary soon. It's an issue of maturity. When the ALS RALO processes were created 3 or 4 years ago, growth was all that was important. Growing the numbers, making sure that there is as much attempt to get people there as possible. Now we have an opportunity for some reflection to look back and to see and start to make some moves towards stabilizing the RALOs and ensuring that that what we're able to bring forth to ICANN and the rest of the community is indeed representative and is indeed indicative. And if that means in some cases that the numbers show a decline, well, that happens in volunteer organizations. People come, people go. Our interest is growth, but at the same time, we also have to recognize that there is some volatility when we are depending on people's voluntary efforts.
Before I give over the mic, we'll have to keep our comments really, really short because we've gone 15 minutes over time. So I don't want to cut down the time of the other agenda items, please.
I just want to point out two things, and Evan said one of them. It is the nature of voluntary work for there to be ebb and flow in how people engage and what they do. In this work, especially this kind of voluntary work, requires a lot of preparation time. We must not underestimate the amount of time it takes to stay on top of things. I know how much time I put in to this effort. I am not so bothered by the numbers who participate. What I'm bothered about is the quality of the participation. There could be 10 persons in the room that are engaged in discussing an issue. But what I would prefer is 10 engaged participants who are knowledgeable of the issues, because that's how you get consensus quickly. So that's one thing. The issue of participation at the local level, there is a downside to it, I agree, because the management structures we have in place assumes a certain level of participation. That is why we have it set so that you have to have a majority to change and non-procedural changes to our rules of procedures and so on. And so we write in the structure an incentive for people to participate. And maybe, knowing the nature of organizations, we might have to do a rethink of this. I am putting this on the table now because, as Evan says, coming up with the at-large director election and the process by which we've laid out to do that, there is going to be some questions, and there's going to be some significant challenges to ensure that we follow the rules that we set ourselves. And maybe we should begin to think in context of what would happen if we were not able to make the bar that we set ourselves in our own rules of procedure. Thank you.
Thank you. Just following what Andrew said, I think maybe inactive is probably sounds a harsher word. What could happen is that once you contact the ALS and that is not responding for whatever reason, you discuss with them, okay, why you're not participating. And if for whatever reason they're not able to, because of the importance of the at-large director board selection process and by-law modifications and whatnot, if they're not able to commit to that process, then maybe they ask them, you should voluntarily leave the RELO. But by that, they become like observers. They are still on the mailing list. They could still take part in the teleconferences. But, of course, they will not be able to vote on procedural issues. And by being observers, they have an opportunity to, get re-educated and then become full voting members again.
Just my small comment. When a community is developed, there's a certain level of responsibility gone into creating creativity, which keeps the interest, the attention, and it keeps the involvement there. But again, yes, in very large communities, you'll always have this problem of people coming and going. Right, and this focus now, if the internet evolves at the rate of Moore's law, and 3 months every once in a year, we find new things coming. So that's the same thing, the way the people and the communities are evolving as well. Right, it's directly proportional, and that's why this issue about participation, I think, is an ongoing issue and should be continued, and should also stay a regular part of the ELEC meetings. I'm going to close this agenda item right here. Wolf, I'm going to pass on for the third agenda item to discuss the regional models for guided votes, and we'll have to cut this into half time. So, is it possible? Please take your time, but we have to keep it short.
Well, now, I think this was already mentioned by Evan before. It's very simple. In the context of the new at-large director selection process, there are different scenarios on the table, and one of the scenario was who will be the voting people on the new director, and one scenario was it's the ELEC members plus regional leadership. And in this context, I said, if regional leadership has a say in this, if I would have a vote on that, I would and could not do it without a prior consultation with our ALSs. The other option would be, do we include the ALSs in the voting, or do we at least a consultation? And what we decided at Juralo was that we do at least a consultation. And my vote afterwards would, of course, be bound on the result of the consultation. It's as simple as that. And I think it's quite natural that I'm not representing my region in my individual capacity. Being the chair of Juralo at the moment, this is a political mandate. And I have to reflect the opinions of our members.
Comments, Evan?
There's a subtle but very important distinction that Wolf is raising. As we go through this process of selecting a board director, the role of the board chairs in casting the vote is critical, and the way it is framed and defined is critical. If a region is going to insist in its procedures that the chair must act in accordance with a vote of the region of the ALSs, then the process for doing that, and in fact the enumeration of the voters, that is the ALSs and in some cases the individuals, has to be very, very clearly mapped out. However, if the procedures allow for the chair to vote on their sense of what the region is doing without requiring a formal and legally directed vote, that offers an awful lot more leeway and is far less susceptible to a direct procedural challenge. It is one thing to say the head of the region will vote in accordance based on their own interpretation of the will of the region. It's quite another thing to have an actual legal voting direction, in which case the entire procedures and constitution of that voting election can be called into question.
Just a question. Just before I give my comment, a small announcement. Carlos just won an iPad. Congratulations to Carlos, right, and his wife. So you can play with the iPad and let him work, right? So, yeah.
Welcome to Apple's death grip.
And the funny part is the grip is free. Okay. On the state of the complication of this issue, is this an ongoing thread on the social text, this discussion, or this is determined? This has been determined by all the leaders. What is the status of this?
The actual subtleties of this actually have come up in informal conversations through this week, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of recognizing the subtleties in the way that this difference has to be framed. Sorry, go ahead.
Colton?
Yeah, it is a real problem. It's a real issue. Let me say this. I have always advocated that if you elect me to lead, then you should let me lead. And with respect to the voting for the at-large director, I have always advocated free and open votes for every person who has the ability to vote. I understand and recognize that there is a political act with respect to members from ELAC who are representing Baralos. But there is a structural problem in dealing with the vote. If you go in the room to vote and there's more than one round of voting and you are instructed to vote and your candidate is eliminated, then you could not really participate any further in the voting, unless you get new instructions from your constituency. That would be awkward, to say the least. I do not believe that it is useful to have directed votes for directorship. It would constitute a problem of audit down the way.
And just before I move on to Mr. Tijani, is it possible that we bring this point into formal discussion as part of ALAC meetings now, right, and continue to discuss this issue? Because this is very critical, and there has to be a certain level of consensus amongst all of the members to what sort of process should be in place. And despite the fact that the discussion is going around, I think it's more critical for ALAC to have a formal position on this, a formal procedure on this or process on this. I'd like to once again request, please keep your comments very short. We're running late on time, and I may have to reduce some time on the agenda items because these are important. I don't want to just push them into the next ALAC meeting. I want them to be brought on the floor and then we continue to discuss where we require it necessary in the ELEC meetings, which are going to the monthly meetings. Yes, Mr. Jani?
Maybe I misunderstood. I participate in the ABSDT. I also took part in the discussion about the white paper. I believe this question has been decided, and it is up to the region. Each RALO decides whether it wants to give voting instructions to its representatives. As for the question mentioned by Carlton regarding the elimination of the candidate from the RALO, you know, it's easy enough to solve. You give three names in an order. If the first one is eliminated, then you vote for the second on the list, and so on. But it is up to the RALO. Evan and Carlton belong to the same group, and they might correct me if I'm mistaken. Sebastian was also with us.
Evan?
Okay. First of all, we're not going to resolve this here.
Yes.
Secondly, this is something that every region has to deal with internally. This is not something that is going to be universally imposed. Every region has to come up with its own ideas. What I suggest is we have to take into email what I'd consider to be a discussion of best practices, that we can basically bring forward different approaches to doing this, that each region is free to accept or reject or amend or modify as they see fit. This is not a matter of imposing any particular model on anyone.
Exactly.
The best we can do is bring forward what works for us, what works well, and the issues that were identified in coming up with these solutions, and just hopefully seeing if we can learn from and teach each other.
Carlton, very, very short. Wind.
Yes. We're not trying to impose a litmus test on any region to propose. So all we're saying, we're putting a flag up and to say, if you want to fully participate in the voting as it happens, because the way the structure is now, the vote is going to happen as it happens. Mm. You have to have your instruction, all your ducks lined up in a row, so that you can effectively participate. And so you would not wish to impose rules that would eliminate your influence in the vote. That is all I'm suggesting here. So whatever you do, you need to think it through, because it is going to be live and direct vote. Thanks.
With Carlton's comment, I'm going to move towards closure of this agenda item and take it into discussion through email and monthly ELEC meetings, online meetings. And secondly, this process, the process will obviously run from the members of ELEC bringing this down into the regional organization. So I would recommend that this be, the staff note this, that this be taken to an important and regular item on the ELEC agenda, monthly meetings agenda. So now I move to the discussion point four. Since there's been a lot of discussion over the survey, the recent ALS survey, I would like to open the floor for discussion on this. What are the implications? What implications do the results have on the regional at large organizations? How can we engage more ALSs and follow up with them based on the results? And what possible next steps we have? I'm going to have to keep the time for discussion limited to 10 minutes, and I will have to also revoke discussion exactly when 10 minutes are over. So the floor is open for discussion on agenda item 4. Please. Any comments? Mr. Dejani.
I think it was covered by the two previous points concerning the ALS, the response of the ALSs, and concerning the number two and number three. So I don't think we have to be long on it.
Do you have any support in favor of this comment by Mr. Tajani? Yes, Mr. Evan? Sorry, Evan. Yes. Okay. Anyone else? Anyone who would like to step in and give any comment? Otherwise, I'm moving towards closing this agenda item, and we are moving to the fifth agenda item, which is again an interrelated and a very important subject. Discuss starter pack with documents for new RALO members. What information, such as policy documents and URLs, should be distributed to new members? So the time dedicated for this session is exactly 12 minutes. I open the topic for discussion on the floor. Agenda item number 5. Please. Any comments? On the starter pack, information for new members. Evan?
I think, well, now that every region has finished and produced its own brochure, I think we're well on the way to starting with that. Each one of the brochures is intended, I guess, to be a totally introductory document for somebody who's considering. We point them to a URL, and hopefully where we have control within the regions of what goes under that URL. So, again, this is a matter of information sharing, but I think we're well on our way to doing what needs to be done.
And just an informal discussion, I shared with the staff, the secretary staff, with the staff, I can staff to include, at least when you go to the at-large page, include something on the right navigation, whereby you see a screenshot of each region's brochure. So specifically written under that would be a link, URALO, APRALO, AFRALO, LACNIC. So that once you write, when you open up the page, web page, immediately you can access those PDF files. And secondly, you can continue to evolve your brochures, right? Because once again, the electronic way of distributing brochures has always been a very successful manner. There's a large awareness about opening using PDF documents. So I think where you feel that your brochures should be improved, you should continue working on them. And maybe in future meetings, you may want to produce new brochures. So this process should not stop. Why? Because information is evolving as your experiences come out of the surveys. Maybe you might want to improve the language and so forth. Well, this is just my suggestion. Any further comments? Yes, Mr. Sebastian.
Yeah, I would like to make one suggestion to help the cross-fertilization between regions. It's at least to have in each brochure the link to the other region website, because very often when you go to one region, you can find people from other region, and you will not bring the five document each time. And that's my suggestion. Thank you.
No, very, very well discussion suggestion, because somebody asked me for the AP RALO brochure, and he wasn't from Asia-Pacific region, but he wanted to pass it on to someone else. So if that link is there, even he could explore the one from where he is. Yes, sir.
Just to say that it's not just the brochures. I think we also have to work on our electronic outreach in terms, because, I mean, sometimes when we target countries that don't have ELSs, you know, you just, you know, searching and you find out, hey, this looks like somebody that might be interested. Mm. We need to just send them that information and get them, and here's the PDF of this document, you know, here's a video, you know, all those things. So you have to really collaborate, all of us, because I think the commonality is there for all regions. So,
any other comments on this agenda item? Anyone? Okay, I would like to move towards closure of agenda item number 5, and now we move towards a very important subject. I can dedicate 10 minutes to this agenda item, which is to discuss the Secretariat Improvements Plan. If you're in the detailed agenda, you will find that there's a link to the Secretariat Improvements Plan, and since I might have not earlier sat through this session in previous meetings, can someone lead the discussion on this particular item? The detailed ALAC meetings list, which is on, if you go to the ALAC social text, you will see a link to the all the meetings categorized together by ALAC. So when you go into the 23rd, if you go down to the 23rd meeting items, you will find on agenda item 6, there's a link to the Secretariat plan. Would someone like to lead this discussion? Evan, would you like to lead the discussion? Okay. This is discuss a secretariat improvement plan, which is basically secretariat proposes for improvements and the focal points, contributors, so forth. For example, part A, information accessibility and dissemination. So this is a detailed Excel sheet which summarizes improvements to existing publications, outreach and participation, enhancements such as external meetings outreach, yeah, and design and development of outreach materials. Okay, we've been discussing a bit of this, but I would like to open up the floor, and if Evan can lead the discussion. Have you been able to find the link? It's basically... okay, let me just help you out here. When you go to the social text page, okay, you come down here, there's a heading about... I think since you've already touched many of the issues, you can just have a basic discussion and we can move items into the like monthly meetings where required.
I don't know if we've got enough time to go through all of these. At previous secretariat's meetings, the discussion of this spreadsheet has consumed the entire meeting time.
Okay. it's actually extensively written out, and it's a detailed communications program for ALAC. So I think that if you would like, this item stays open for monthly ALAC meetings.
Okay. Because actually, is Heidi here?
Heidi, she was just here.
Okay. Gisela, okay. Is there anything that staff wanted to bring to our attention specifically to call attention to anything on this list that needs our attention? Since we don't have enough time to go through the whole thing, is there anything that needs to sort of have a red flag on it for our...
Not to my knowledge. I haven't been told anything. So.
Okay.
Okay, then. This agenda item...
Yeah, I think we need to defer that into the mail list because
yeah.
There's other things on the agenda for right now I think we can deal with here and now.
Right. Okay. This item moves into the monthly ALAC meetings. And now the final agenda item is the last agenda item. Now, since we have at least 10 minutes, and on 10 minutes we close the meeting, if you have any other items that you would like to discuss, any items that are open for business now, I'm opening the floor. You may start discussion. Any other business items? Evan.
Yes. Yesterday during the ALAC meeting, Cheryl deferred a specific agenda item to this meeting that I wanted to bring up, and that was the outreach issue that I'd proposed about having a presence at making a proposal to ICANN senior staff about having an experimental outreach program to three specifically chosen consumer trade shows. That was important to me. That was deferred to this meeting, and so I would like to bring it up. Essentially, I'll just restate it briefly, that for the purposes of an experiment that is simply talking to a different audience than we have spoken to before, the idea of establishing an ICANN presence at a few very specifically targeted but very large consumer trade shows. I had suggested three. Not because of the locations in the region that they take place, but simply because they draw so many people from international audiences. Mm. So those were the Consumer Electronics Show, which is January in Las Vegas, the CeBIT Show, which is March in Hanover, Germany, and the Computex Show, which is in June in Taipei. And so I had brought it up yesterday. Cheryl deferred it to this meeting, and I'm looking for a consensus here that this is a good idea. If as a global initiative this doesn't meet with favor, then it's totally possible that the three regions that are involved in regional proximity to these shows could possibly do something offline.
Okay.
But my preference would be to have a widespread endorsement of this as simply a new approach to looking at a new audience of people who are not typically internet governance, who are not typically in a civil society, and people, the kind of people that ICANN desperately needs their point of view.
Any comments from the floor on this? Anyone? Would be, yes, please. Mike? Oh, okay. Yes?
Sorry, just to say that the showcase is starting in 5 minutes.
No, less than that.
Less than that. Rod is speaking. We've got a TV there, so it would really be good. All over there.
And our keynote speaker is arriving, so if we could really make this absolutely brief.
Okay, bring...
It's right down here.
This is okay. What is the secretariat leader's stance on Evan's proposal? Yes.
All right. I support Evan's proposal, and I think it goes again in that, you know, we have to prepare materials for those events. And once we do this, we then have a common thing to just take to all events and so forth. So developing the material to present at such events, even if those events we don't get the funding to actually do it, at least we have the material for the ELSs themselves to take to any events that they could go to.
At the Asia Pacific level, I think we can also see if .Asia is participating in the Taiwanese exhibition, because if they're going to be going as a contingent to that big event in South Asia Pacific, I think that would be. I think they would be more than willing to bring this secretariat with them. But again, this would be require a bit of confirming on their end. So I would be supportive from APRALO on this. Yes, Mr. Afralo, would you like to support Evan's proposal for participating in? For creating outreach through...
Yes, sure. My position...
Okay, good.
Since the beginning, my position is...
Without comments, just supportive, because we really have to now end. Otherwise, it's pretty disrespectful.
Fully support.
It is therefore resolved that all the regional organizations have agreed to Evan's proposal for event-based outreach activities. Staff, please take note of this. And everyone, please, let's move to the Uralo showcase. Thank you, everyone. The meeting stands adjourned. Just before we leave, 30 seconds.
Following the rather scrambled discussion we had last night about the at-large board election, I just draw your attention to the fact that the file of the document is now available. Heidi has circulated it by email today, and Cheryl has put this question on the agenda of the wrap-up session on Thursday between 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Has everyone noted this? Staff, please circulate another email for confirmation.
Yeah, okay. We're also going to be allocating a few minutes to Evan's proposal, and we will be having 30 minutes of discussion on the at-large director. But if we could again, sorry for the urging, but we've got a TV camera, we have the CEO, and Uralo has spent hours preparing this. So if we could please support Uralo, that would be really welcome. Thank you.